Bitter defeat, Germany fails to secure UN Security Council seat, blames Russia. By Christian K. Caruso on June 4, 2026. Germany, for the first time in its history, failed to secure a temporary seat in the UN Security Council on Wednesday in what Foreign Minister Johann Weidefel described as a bitter defeat for the European nation. According to Weidefel, Russia stirring up sentiment against Germany led to Wednesday's outcome at the United Nations. The embattled government led by Chancellor Friedrich Merz suffered a new diplomatic setback during the UN Security Council selection to renew 5 of the 10 rotating non-permanent council seats. As per the rules of the council, the 10 temporary seats are chosen by secret ballot vote for staggered 2-year terms. Germany had reportedly carried out an intense lobbying campaign for the election, hoping to secure a UN Security Council seat for the 2027 to 2028 period. As the available seats are organized by geographical region, Germany competed against Portugal and Austria for one of the 2 seats of the Council's Western European and others group up for vote this year. The US and the UK occupy permanent Security Council seats alongside China, France, and Russia. Despite Germany's lobbying efforts, the country lost the secret ballot vote against Australia and Portugal, failing to secure a Security Council seat for the first time in its history ever since it joined it in 1973. Euronews reports that Germany only obtained 104 votes in Wednesday's secret ballot election. Portugal, for its part, obtained 134 votes, while Austria received 131. Wednesday's voting process at the UN also resulted in the election of Zimbabwe, Kyrgyzstan, and Trinidad and Tobago. The 5 elected nations will occupy seats at the Security Council starting on January 1, 2027, replacing Pakistan, Somalia, Greece, Denmark, and Panama. Speaking to reporters after the election, Foreign Minister Weidefel described the results as a bitter defeat and attributed the outcome at the Security Council to Germany's support of Ukraine and Israel. "There is our firm support for Ukraine, the fact that Russia does not want such a voice at the Security Council," Weidefel said, per the BBC, adding it was no secret Russia, one of the 5 permanent UN Security Council members, had stirred up sentiment against Germany. "We have always taken a clear stance on certain issues, and these are positions that not all member states share," he stressed. "The fact that Germany must always assume a special responsibility for Israel and the Middle East conflict may also have cost votes." Moscow has not publicly commented on Weidefel's remarks at press time. The German foreign minister also attributed his country's late entry into the Security Council race as contributing towards its defeat on Wednesday. Austria reportedly announced its bid in 2011, while Portugal did so 2 years later in 2013. Germany, on the other hand, made its announcement years later, in 2020. Chancellor Merz congratulated Austria and Portugal through a 2-part social media post in which he stated that Germany remains a reliable pillar of multilateralism, with determination and responsibility. "The tasks facing us at the United Nations are not changed by this outcome. My thanks go to all those involved who have advanced our candidacy with great commitment and expertise," Merz wrote. According to Euronews, one of Weidefel's main talking points in Germany's now-failed campaign was the country's role as one of the bigger financial contributors to the UN system. That specific point now appears to be the subject of questioning among German government officials. Die Welt reports that Manfred Pence, Minister of Federal, European, and International Affairs, told the local newspaper Bild that if Germany does not have the influence at the UN that we're entitled to, then why should the country continue to invest so much money in the UN? Pence reportedly argued that leaving Germany out of the Security Council meant that one of the world's largest economies will not be at the table when important decisions are made. The minister, much like Germany's campaign did, pointed out that Germany is currently one of the largest donors to the United Nations.